We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. City Commission meets tonight, 7 o'clock at Manhattan City Hall. And you can watch those in a number of different fashions. You can go to the Facebook page, cityofmhk.com/TV, Cox Cable Channel 3 as well, to view those meetings. And you can go in person. So let's take a look at the consent agenda here tonight. Got a number of different items on there this evening, Ron.
We do. Thanks, Brandon. We've got a resolution for a special event for the St. Patrick's Day road race. This allows commission made some modifications that allows a particular establishment to basically extend their premises out into the street. So if there's a street closure, they can, in this in particular case, it's Kites wants to extend it out into 12th Street. So they'll have a barrier around that and control that for sales that they have during that event. So it's kind of a test to see how that works. Right. And I know there's been a discussion similar to that of just having more events where maybe the whole area closes down for a festival type aspect. And before, you've kind of had to have a caterer with a caterer's license for an alcohol license that sets up as a separate zone out into that closed street. And so the change here is allowing them to, as an existing business, to extend their premises. And usually that cater's been one of those businesses. So it does create, I think, a little bit better operational aspect for that particular business, and certainly is something that we'll see how that works, and hopefully that'll work well and go from there. We have a professional services agreement contract, number 3. This is for some work associated with our levee utility relocation work. There's some work near our wastewater treatment plant for some outlet stabilization that was picked up and needs to be done in conjunction with our levee improvement project. That's an increase to the contract with Olson Associates for $69,000 related to where the wastewater treatment outlet structure is, and some riprap and other work that they need to do there. We have recommending award of a contract to Wetlands Stream Lake Wet and Wetland Solutions Company. This is a Lewisburg, Kansas firm. This is to do, if they're a dredging type company, but it's not your traditional dredging. It's more of a, what I would call a giant wet vac. And this is some flood work, flood repair work that we're asking them to do out at Annenberg Park. Back in 2018, when we had Wildcat got the wildest it's ever been for a long time and caused a lot of flooding in that valley, including at the that's when the water got up and submerged a lot of the Village Plaza Shopping Center. It came out of the bank there at Annenberg, and at that time, the big parking lot in the facility was just covered with asphalt millings and gravel, and all of that ended up in the lake as sediment. And so this is one of the mitigation grants we got through FEMA was to help alleviate that problem by putting in a concrete parking lot. And so that work has been done. And now the next phase of that mitigation work is to do the cleanup and try to get the sediment all out of the lake. And so that's what this contract is. It's about $175,000 contract. FEMA is actually paying for 75% of this mitigation work, and the state is paying for 10%, and the city's paying the other 15%. So about $25,000 is the city's share of this project, and should be able to reestablish a good quantity of a water and volume in that lake. Probably may have to do some restocking, and we've worked with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks for our fisheries program there as well. So this will be a big benefit. Their process is one where they actually have these giant bags that they put the material in and let the water kind of seep out, and then they haul that material off. So when people start seeing big bags next to the lake where this project gets started, that's what that's about. And so it's really gravel and mud and asphalt millings that they're trying to get back for. So we're looking for, we're appreciative. So during COVID, there was a lot of things that stopped as far as different types of projects and moving forward on different mitigation programs and grant programs. And so we're pleased that this one's able to be done. And the concrete project was one that had to proceed prior to. So it's been some good improvements there, and we're looking forward to reestablishing and cleaning out some of that sediment in the pond.
Just a quick side note, in Annenberg Park, I know that the parking lot of Wildcat Fitness is not paved. Is that a city? Could the city pave that, or is that their property?
That's their property. So okay. they have the access through the park, but that property is all theirs. The building itself is in the city. It was an island annexation to get service for the city. But yeah, that's the rest of the golf course and the facilities that they have there are all private parking.
I got you.
Or okay. Private facilities. Another item on the agenda is for the commission to consider amending several benefit district petitions, as well as awarding a contract to Novak Construction of Goddard, Kansas for about $1.869 million. This is for two subdivision projects out in the northwest part of the community. There was only one bidder for this project. The bids exceeded the petitions. That's something we're seeing. A lot of these petitions were established quite some time ago, and so we've seen increased costs for materials and different aspects of that. And so this is a particular project where almost all of the improvement is a benefit district that will be paid off by the ultimate owners of the property. For street, water, sanitary sewer, and stormwater improvements. There is one improvement where our water line is oversized because it'll also be a service main, and so we participate for the extra diameter of the pipe of the water line. So commission's being asked to amend those petitions so that they'll cover the cost of the project and then award the contract. We also have recommending award. This is actually a KDOT bid project that they'll administer, but it's our a Safe Routes to School grant. We had bid a Safe Routes to School grant projects a few months ago and got zero bidders. So this one, KDOT put a few other projects together and tried to increase the size of it and maybe gather, and we actually had three bidders. So that strategy seemed to work, and Ebert Construction, who's done quite a bit of work for the community and out of Wamego, was the low bidder at $436,672, and this is about a 50-50, so a little more. City share of that's about $269,000, and that comes out of our street sidewalk program that's part of our two-tenth sales tax as part of that for Safe Routes to School. The improvements, there's a few improvements over by Marlett Elementary School, and then there's several improvements out in this area on two different sides of Northview Elementary School. So those are where the primary improvements for crosswalks, sidewalks, where there aren't any, connecting better pedestrian connections to existing infrastructure in this particular area. So those are the biggies. There are some appointments that Mayor Morse has made and recommending for the Discovery Center Board, as well as the Parks and Rec Advisory Board.
All right. Quite a bit on the consent agenda here tonight. It's 9:43. We'll take our final break here of the program, and we'll take phone calls if you got them here, 785-537-1350. More from Ron Fear and Yusha Reddy in a moment on News Radio KMAN.